back to an episode of Little Life Lessons. Today, we are going to be reading chapter 6 of Frozen Fever. And if you have not listened to the other chapters, I would highly suggest to go back and listen to those. So let's get started. So let's get started with chapter 6. The sisters sat by the grass. Sorry, let me start that over. The sisters sat side by side on the grassy slope, finishing Anna's birthday lunch. Then they lay on their backs again and looked up at the sky. "Those clouds up there, see?" Anna said. "They look like Olaf." "Oh, so do these ones," Elsa pointed. "Huh?" Anna said. They look kind of like Olaf. "Well, some of them look like Marshmallow," Elsa added, referring to the giant snowman she'd created to protect her giant palace in the previous year. Both girls laughed. "We better get going," Elsa said, getting her feet. She gave a little cough. "Are you feeling all right?" Anna asked. "I'm great," Elsa replied. "Come on, let's go." She needed to keep Anna moving. Anna's eyes grew wide with astonishment. "There's more?" she asked. Elsa grinned. "Yep." She held up the string again, and Anna laughed when she realized it was leading them in a whole new direction. After the picnic, Anna followed the string back into the castle, down a hallway, and finally to the royal portrait room. The birthday string went under the furniture and around and above each of the paintings. "Wow, that's high. How did you climb up there? How did you get up there, Elsa?" Anna asked, climbing onto the back of a couch to reach a section of the string. "I have my ways," Elsa answered. Anna teetered on her toes, jumping a little bit to pull the string down. "I got it! Whoa!" Anna fell, and so did a vase. But Elsa caught both of them. "That was exciting," Anna said in relief. "Thanks." After she was back on her feet, she turned to Elsa. "Okay, really, how did you get the string so high?" "If you must know," "even a queen has to bounce." "What?" Anna started laughing as she watched Anna climb onto a long cushioned settee. Then Elsa began jumping up and down, and Anna quickly joined her. The two bounced and laughed. As they bounced, Elsa pointed to one of the pictures. "A family portrait," Anna exclaimed, plucking the painting from high off the wall. Elsa had commissioned a new portrait of herself and Anna, plus Kristoff, Olaf, and Sven. The sisters collapsed in the cushions, grinning at each other. "I love our family," Anna said. "Do you remember our last family portrait with our parents?" Elsa asked. The portrait was painted many years before. The royal artist had finished it just before the king and queen left on their final voyage. Back then, Elsa had been afraid that she might hurt someone and didn't want to leave her room. But her parents had insisted that she sit for the painting. "Don't worry," the king had told Elsa. "Just wear your gloves." He and the queen sent their royal artist to Elsa's room. He painted her separately from the rest of the family. "I remember when we sat for the portrait," Anna said. "Mama and Papa were so happy." "I remember too," Elsa said, I missed you. I missed you too. Well, now our family has grown. Anna smiled. And really, who else has a snowman and a reindeer in their family? Nobody. Elsa laughed. And it tickled her throat. Achoo! She sneezed. More little snowmen appeared and ran away. Elsa, I think you're getting sick, Anna said. Maybe we should stop. I feel fine, Elsa replied. Besides, you still need to follow that string. So Anna picked up the portrait along with the cuckoo clock bracelet and the flowers. Her arms were full and she staggered a bit and she followed the string. The string led the girls around the corner to a bicycle. Oh, Anna cried in excitement. Can we ride it indoors? Why not? Elsa climbed onto the bike. A moment later, grinning Anna climbed on behind her, a little clumsily. It was hard to balance while carrying all of her gifts. Together, the sisters headed down to the hallway, pedaling and laughing and trying not to tip over. The string was still leading them forward. Woohoo, this is fun. Where is the string going to now? Anna called. The two sped right past the next gift, a colorful pair of silk stockings hanging from the ceiling. Elsa leaned on the handlebars and spun the bike around. She ducked under the stockings, and they flapped into Anna's face. Nice, Anna said. Whoa, look out, stairs ahead. With a bump, the bike lurched down a spiral staircase. It wobbled and bumped on the steps, but Anna and Elsa held on tightly, laughing the whole time. Achoo! Elsa sneezed. Several little more snowmen appeared, tumbling down the stairs behind Anna and Elsa. Unnoticed, the little snowman dashed outside and raced to the courtyard. And that is the end of chapter 6. And so we'll see you next time with chapter 7. Have a great day. Make sure to check out my other episodes of my podcast. Check out my brother's podcast, Truth and Trials, my cousin's podcast, Gracie Loves Books. And yeah, have a great day. Stay kind. Be positive. Bye.